Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, many Christian housewives will get up every morning and begin to prepare for the things that she is going to cook for her family. And she's very diligent at what she does and pulls out her recipe books and utensils in order to create the meals for the rest of the day. And without fail, she'll begin to search throughout her cupboards and find things that she can use. She has to think on her feet a lot of time and use ingredients that she has been given. This is so she can create something wonderful for her husband and children to eat. The kitchen stove is the helm of her ship, and the kitchen, the office of her work. Cooking is something that she does every single day, continuing in a task of love towards feeding her family. And you know, this reminds me of the Christian life. Like a wife who continues to rise up each morning to serve her husband and children, all of us must continue to walk each day in the teachings of Christ Jesus. When you continue to do something, it means to persist in a certain activity or process and to persevere in a certain course of action. It is done so often that it becomes second nature to you. It becomes a habitual pattern in your life, one that you undertake every day. And to abide in Christ is to lovingly submit to His will. I mean, after all, continuing in His word is the proof of true discipleship. John 8:31 says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, then are you My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The Lord Jesus proved His love for this world when He died on the cross for our sins, and He condemned sin in the flesh so that we could become the loving creatures that He wants us to become. Now it's up to us. What we need to do is return His love by completely submitting our hearts to His purpose. Our lives must become a living sacrifice of loving obedience to His will. In order to be loved by the Heavenly Father, it requires humble obedience to His precious Son, Jesus. John 14:21 says, "He that hath My commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth Me, and he that loveth Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him, and will manifest Myself to him." Judas saith unto Him, "Not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that Thou wilt manifest Thyself unto us, and not unto the world?" Jesus answered, said unto him, "If a man love Me, he will keep My words, and My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth Me not keepeth not My sayings, and the word which you hear is not Mine, but the Father's which sent Me." To abide means to continue to do and to remain in something. It is continuing in the doctrines of our faith to the very end, until the day He retrieves us from off of this earth. To abide in Christ is much more than just hearing God's word with your ears. It is faithfully submitting to it from your hearts. James 1:22 teaches that. "But be a doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." God's word is the source for our transformation from sinners into saints. What I mean by that is that Jesus is the truth, and His word is truth. And in order to be corrected from the error of sinful living, we must be converted by the truth of Scripture. Only those who truly are of God are going to open up their ears to God's sacred texts. John 8:47, the Lord says, "He that is of God heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you're not of God." 1 John 4:5 says, "They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." In order to obtain fruit unto life eternal, you need to abide in Christ's teachings. This means to help people grow in the truth of the Christian faith. Many false churches today are huge, but it's not because they're abiding in scriptural truth. A lot of them are more concerned about how many cars are out in the parking lot or how big their worldly buildings are. They are places filled with religious pride and impenitence. People who are actually, they're complete reprobates according to the one true faith. And that's not spiritual fruit. All it is the fruit of sin and disobedience to the will of God. To abide in Christ is to abide in what the Holy Scriptures teach. John 15:1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. God wants us to be unreprovable and blameless in his sight. But in order for that to happen, we have to depart from everything that is displeasing to him. Anybody who names the name of Christ must depart from sin. We must possess a steadfast heart. And a loyal heart at that, having a great desire to love and obey him. God sees our perseverance, and he will reward those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God rewards the obedient with eternal life. 1 John 2:17 says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:5 says, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. A Christian must become obedient to the will of God, continuing to live each day for Christ. Those who do will be rewarded with eternal life, and granted everlasting access to a place of God's unending joy and divine love. But if we truly want to enter his kingdom, we're going to have to strive for it. Remember that it takes effort to complete a marathon. It takes effort to grow a garden. It takes effort to get up every morning and start making breakfast. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups. And you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose you can find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.